WCYB Digital Radio, this is today's cybercrime news. The Hive ransomware group took credit for a data breach of Empress EMS, based in Yonkers, New York, and owned by Patient Care EMS Solutions, according to Talk of the Sound. The incident affected over 300,000 patients, making it one of the largest data breaches of a healthcare organization in the U.S. so far this year. Amazon lost control of the IP addresses it uses to host cloud services and took more than 3 hours to get it back, a lapse that allowed hackers to steal $235,000 in cryptocurrency from users of one of the affected customers, Ars Technica reports. The hackers seized control of roughly 256 IP addresses through BGP hijacking, a form of attack that exploits known weaknesses in a core internet protocol. From Homeland Security Today, the European Multidisciplinary Platform Against Criminal Threats Action Day, coordinated by the Netherlands, targeted criminal networks using websites and social media platforms to recruit victims for sexual exploitation. This first online EU-wide hackathon against trafficking human beings, supported by Europol and Eurojust, involved law enforcement authorities from 20 countries. Ukrainian authorities took down a pro-Russia hacking group that compromised user accounts and then sold them for profit on dark web portals, according to Security Week. The Cyber Department of Ukraine's security service says the hackers targeted user accounts of individuals in Ukraine and across Europe. In total, roughly 30 million user accounts were sold, making the hackers a profit of around $375,000. IBM is expanding its collaboration with historically black college and universities, bringing its cybersecurity leadership centers to 14 new schools across a total of 11 states, the record reports. The company will develop a customized cybersecurity curriculum for each school and offer students, as well as professors, access to simulated cyber attacks through IBM Security's Command Center. Programs at Clark Atlanta University, the Xavier University of Louisiana, and Morgan State University, among others, began in May. From Bloomberg, an Idaho man who worked as an IT professional admitted to making at least $3.5 million by illegally accessing stock picks of personal finance site The Motley Fool before they were released. David Stone pleaded guilty to securities fraud in New York as part of an agreement with federal prosecutors and is scheduled to be sentenced this coming February. Stone shared the illegally accessed information on multiple occasions with another person who, as a result, made over $2.7 million. Reporting for Cybercrime Radio, I'm Hillary McClure.